Top 10 Pocketable Games 2026. The most game per cubic inch ranked, Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low, and the details matter. Receipt, designed by Thomas Singh, published 2021. Crisp answer first. A pocketable game is one you can carry where your phone lives and deploy with no table, no board, and no apology. The whole field here is microboxes, card decks, tins, and a couple of literal wallets. The ranking metric is honest and physical game per cubic inch. Not most beloved, not deepest. Most delivered fun for the smallest footprint you can zip into a coat. I refuse to round on the specs, so every pick below carries a receipt. A card count, a box note, an award with a year attached, a designer with a name. Where a number is community calculated rather than printed on the box, I'll say so. And if you think I've got a fact wrong, a card count, a published year, an award, I want to hear it. Cite or it didn't happen. Happy to pull the source if you want to verify me. A note on the order, I weighted three things in this priority. First, footprint, can it genuinely ride in a pocket or small bag? Second, game per cubic inch, does the design earn the space it takes? Third, how often you'll actually reach for it? That math put a no-board cooperative trick-taker at 1 and a gorgeous two-player trick-taker at 10, with no shame anywhere on the list. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Why does a no-board cooperative beat everything heavier? Crisp answer first, because the crew, Mission Deep Sea Asterisk Thames and Cosmos 2021, delivers a brand new feeling per cubic inch, and that's the metric. It's a cooperative trick-taking game, and that pairing alone is the receipt that it's doing something its competitors aren't. You win not just by taking tricks but by negotiating the asterisk order they're won, all while you're barely allowed to speak. The footprint is the punchline. A task card system and a 32 mission logbook. A full campaign that rides in a jacket pocket with room left for your keys. Shut up and sit down called The Crew and Mission Deep Sea, some of the best card games on the market, and maybe even some of the best cooperative games of all time. That's a story I'm happy to back with the box. No board, no setup, all design. One culture note worth dating. The asterisk original asterisk crew won the 2020 Kennerspiel des Jahres, Germany's expert game of the year. Deep Sea, the better designed sequel, took the 2021 Board Game Geek Golden Geek for best cooperative game instead. Different award, same year adjacent pedigree. I'll date that distinction so nobody repeats the myth that Deep Sea itself is a Kennerspiel winner. Can a bag of hex tiles really rival chess? Crisp answer first. Hive Pocket Gen 42 Games earns the comparison, and it does it with no board at all. Tessellating hexes build a unique battlefield every game on any flat surface. You're trying to surround the opponent's queen bee while each bug moves its own way. Ants roam anywhere, grasshoppers leap in straight lines, beetles climb on top of the hive. The recurring reviewer line is that Hive has the abstract depth of chess but with a faster play time, and crucially, no board and no setup time. That's the pocketable dream stated plainly, the depth without the luggage. The Pocket Edition is the lighter, softbag version, and it bundles in the Mosquito and Ladybug, so it's the go-anywhere edition to own. The origin is a good one and I can date it. John Yeany first published Hive in 2001 and deliberately switched from square to hexagonal tiles so the pieces could connect without a fixed grid. Receipt. It won a Mensa Select Award in 2006. That's a record, not a story. Which pocket game gives the most replay for the least footprint? Crisp answer first. For combos, Star Realms Wise Wizard Games 2014. For solo Brainburn, Sprolopolis Button Shy 2018. They're the two replay champions on the list, and both are absurdly small. Star Realms is tilde 128 cards, no dice, no board, explicitly marketed as travel-friendly. Meeple Mountain's Robbie Foley nailed the appeal. The box is tiny and the game plays anywhere, and the random trade row keeps every game fresh. Three fast, combo-heavy games fit in the time a heavier box takes to set up once. Sprawlopolis goes smaller still. 18 cards in a vinyl wallet, with three randomly drawn scoring goals reshaping the puzzle every game. The solo community's affectionate tag is SimCity in my pocket, and reviewers keep flagging the shock that just 18 cards delivers this much depth. If your pocket game has to justify its space, these two file the cleanest receipts on the shelf. What's the best one to teach and the best to feel? Crisp answer first, to teach, reach for Sushi Go. Game right, to feel something, play the mind asterisk Pandasaurus. Different jobs, both tiny. Sushi Go. is card drafting with the training wheels designed in. The consensus is that the rules take minutes to explain, but the drafting decisions remain interesting for adults. The hook is the push and pull between building your own plate and snatching what your neighbor needs, and it all lives in a 108-card metal tin you can pocket. Phil Walker Harding self-published the first edition in 2013, before GameRight gave it the famous bento box tin in 2014. The mind is the opposite pitch, almost no rules, 100 numbered cards, and a silent, communication-free climb that can feel like telepathy. I'll be honest, because the record is honest, it divides players. One reviewer notes that after 20 times it really can happen, while another counters it's a brilliant design and a great experience for a couple of plays. Buy it for that first electric session. Receipt, nominated for the 2018 Spiel des Jahres as Door Winner 2019. Do you even need a table? The no table tier. Crisp answer first, no Palm Island Portal Dragon, 2018 proves it. 17 cards, played entirely in asterisk one hand asterisk, no table at any point. Each card has four states you rotate or flip to upgrade, so the entire village builder lives in your palm while you stand in line or ride the bus. The pitch reviewers keep echoing. You can play sitting, standing, waiting, riding, flying, relaxing, alone or together, with no table required. That's the most extreme answer to the pocketable question on this whole list. It's not just small, it's table optional by design. The honest caveat, and I'll give it to you straight, it's ultimately an efficiency optimization exercise, so it shines brightest as a fidget-friendly pocket solo rather than a tense duel. Skull Space Cowboys sits one notch up on footprint, it's 24 discs and 6 mats spread out more in play, but it earns the carry on what it doesn't asterisk have. The community love is for no luck, no complex rules, no cards to memorize, just psychology, bluffing, and the ability to read your opponents. Receipt, it won the 2011 As Door France's Top Game Award under designer Hervé Marley. Two players, small box. Which trick taker wins date night? Crisp answer first. The Fox in the Forest, Foxtrot Games / Renegade 2017. It's the prettiest small box two-player trick taker on the list, and the one I'd hand a couple looking for a 30-minute ritual. The clever twist is in the scoring, and it's the thing reviewers love. Winning the asterisk most asterisk tricks can wreck you. Take 7 to 9 tricks and you're victorious. Get greedy and grab 10 plus and you score asterisk 0. 33 fairy tale illustrated cards across 3 suits, moons, bells, keys, with odd numbered cards carrying powers that bend the normal trick rules. Quinn's at Shut Up and Sit Down gave it the definitive rave. The best small box card game I've played in 2 years. The art is incredible. But for the date night brief specifically, surprisingly cutthroat, best with someone you know well, the Fox takes the trick. Final verdict. It's the most game per cubic inch on this list, a 32-mission campaign and a task card system that ride in a jacket pocket and out-design boxes 10 times its size, with a Golden Geek, 2021, to back it up. If you only want one pocket game, that's the one. After that, let the brief pick the runner-up. Hive Pocket for two-player strategy with no board, Star Realms for fast combos, Palm Island when there's literally no table, and the Fox in the Forest for date night. None of these will embarrass your coat pocket. And if you think I've miscounted a card or misdated an award anywhere above good, cite it. I'll date the correction in public. Still deciding. Take the game finder, answer 7 quick questions, and the cabinet hands you the one board game built for your table, with a buy link and your own shareable player talisman. Frequently asked questions. What is the single best pocketable game in 2026? It's a cooperative trick-taking game with a 32-mission logbook and no board, delivering the most game per cubic inch on the list. The original crew won the 2020 Kennerspiel des Jahres. Deep Sea won the 2021 Board Game Geek Golden Geek for best cooperative game. What does pocketable actually mean here? Tiny footprint that fits in a jacket pocket or small bag, micro boxes, card decks, tins, or wallet games with no board required. The list is ranked by game per cubic inch. The most delivered fun for the smallest footprint, weighting footprint first, design density second, and how often you'll reach for it third. Which pocket game is best for two players only? For abstract strategy, Hive Pocket, Gen 42 games, hex tiles in a drawstring bag, chest deep, no board. For deck building, Star Realms, Wise Wizard games, 128 cards. For a date night trick taker, The Fox in the Forest, Foxtrot Renegade, 33 storybook cards, which pocket game needs no table at all. Palm Island Portal Dragon 2018. It's 17 cards played entirely in one hand, with each card flipping and rotating through four states. You can play it standing in line, on a bus, or anywhere your hands are free, the most literally pocketable game on the list. What's the best pocket game for solo play? What's the cheapest pick, and is it any good? Sushi Go. Yes, it's 108 cards in a pocketable metal tin, teaches card drafting in minutes, and stays interesting for adults thanks to the push and pull of grabbing what your neighbor needs. It's the best value gateway game on the list. Which pocket game makes the best icebreaker with new people? You silently play 100 numbered cards in ascending order with no communication, which produces a genuine, hive mind, feeling in its first sessions. It's divisive on the 100th play but unforgettable on the first. Buy it for that. It was nominated for the 2018 Spiel des Jahres. Are these prices and specs reliable? They're drawn from publisher and verified retailer specs, with awards dated to the year and community calculated figures flagged as such. Card counts and player counts reflect the editions named, for example, Love Letters 21 card Z-Man 2019 revision, not the original 16 card AEG edition. If you spot a number you think is off, check it. These claims are meant to be verifiable.